We'd like to welcome everyone to shareenjoyment.com. Special shout out to Jake Weinman, the one and only who has tirelessly given of his time and effort to this enterprise every single night, every single day, operating 24/6. And on Shabbos, we chazer everything we've learned the whole week. We dedicate tonight's learning lezecher uleile nishmas Manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for his generosity, and we wish an aliyah, a lichtika gan eden, to this neshama, Manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. Also, we want to give a little shout out to Mitch Green, who was really on the ball, and he takes care of everything technical relating to shiurimgerman.com. He posts with diligence, excitement, all of the shiurim. Okay, let us begin. Tonight, we are going to discuss Parshas Nitzavim Vayelach. There is a double Parsha this week. We learn two Parshios. We double them, even though it's the end of a leap year, but we still learn Parshas Nitzavim and Vayelach. And I want to contrast this Parsha with what we learned last week, Parshas Kisavo, because both Parshios deal with Toichah, Musa, rebuke. Parshas Nitzavim, this week's parsha, it says in the pasuk, it's really toichacha. It says here that if you remember how I'll start with the pasuk of the shlishi, it says over here ki atem yedatem ki eis asher yashavnu b'yeretz Mitzrayim, the eis asher avarnu b'kerev agoyim asher avartem. You remember that you lived in Mitzrayim and you passed through the nations of the world when you went out of Mitzrayim, when you were passing in the midbar, and you saw Vatiru es Shikutsehem, the Ace Gilulehem, Eitz Vo'evan, Kesef, Vizahov Asher Imohem, and you witnessed their Avodah Zarah. Pen Yesh Bochem Ish O Yisha, perhaps there is amongst you, Klal Yisrael, man or woman, or family, or Shevet, Asher Levavo Fon Hayom Yim Hashem Lokenu, and their heart turns from Hashem to worship Avodah Zarah. Then it goes on to give some pretty scary Musar. And it concludes with Vihivdiloi Hashem Loro'o. Hashem will set that person aside for punishment to be the recipient of Ra'o. Mikol Shifte Yisrael. Kechol Olos Abris, according to all of the curses of the Bris HaKsuva that are written B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, that are written in this Sefer Torah. So Rashi comments that here at the end of the Toichacha in Parshas Nitzavim, it says Sefer Torah Hazeh. And at the end of the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavai, it says Kol Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Machla Asher Loichosuv B'Sefer HaTorah Hazois. Okay, it's a different word. There it says a Sefer HaTorah Hazois in reference to the punishments. There, let's go back to the pasuk in Parashas Kisavo. It is towards the end of the Toichacha, and the pasuk says, "In Lois Tishmar, if you will not guard to be careful, Hazois is called Divrei HaTorah Hazois, Hakisuvim that are written by Sefer Hazeh." That's not the pasuk I'm looking for. Excuse me. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Gam kol choli, v'chol machala. Here it is. Gam kol choli. It's pasuk samach aleph. Gam kol choli, v'chol maka, asher loy chosuv. That is not written out there, even though we are 53 psukim of toichacha. It tells us towards the end that if you don't behave, there will be even more. There is even more that's not written here in the Torah that will come upon you, gam kol choli v'chol maka, asher loy chosov, that is not written, b'sefer ha-Torah hazois. So Rashi asked the question, why in Kisavoi does it say b'sefer ha-Torah hazois, and in Parshas Nitzavim does it say a sefer ha-Torah hazeh? So Rashi explains, zois is lashon nikeva, and in Parshas Kisavai, the word Zois is attached to, there are two words, Sefer, is Lashon Zohar, masculine, and Torah is Lashon Nikeva, feminine. Zois is feminine, and Zeh is masculine. So in Parashas Kisavoy, where it says, Sefer HaTorah has Zois, Zois is to be applied to Torah. The Sefer, comma, HaTorah has Zois, as indeed we see in the Trop. In the Trop, there is a Tipcha, which is like an end, b'sefer, kama, ha-toyroh ha-zois. Zois is nekeva, Torah is nekeva. So the word zois is referencing, is to be applied to Torah. B'sefer, kama, ha-toyroh ha-zois. In Parshas Nitzavim, where it says, b'sefer ha-toyroh ha-zeh, there, the trop is Sefer HaTorah. Mercha Tipcha, the Sefer HaTorah, Mercha Tipcha, and then it says Hazeh. So the word Zeh, the subject of the word Zeh, which is masculine, is Sefer, which is also masculine. Sefer HaTorah, the Sefer HaTorah, Hazeh. The Zeh means this Sefer, this Sefer. Okay, so Rashi explains the grammar. Rashi explains Zeh is Zohar, Zois is Nekeva. Zeh is referencing Sefer. Zois is referencing Torah. The Ta'amei HaMikra agree with this Pshat. That's why here it's Sefer HaTorah Kama Azeh. Zeh goes back on the Sefer. Whereas in Parashas Kisavoy, it's Sefer. And then HaTorah Hazois. Okay, that's really Rashi in a nutshell. Rashi in Pasachof Ulamaluhu Oimer Besefer HaTorah Hazois. Here it says Zeh, there it says Zois. Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Maka Hazois Loshoin Nikeva Musav Ala Torah Hazeh Loshoin Zohar Musav Ala Sefer V'Ali De Pisuk Chataamim Hein Nechlokin. Through the Ta'amei HaMikra, we see how they are divided. L'shnei l'shoin, l'shtei l'shoinas. B'parashas HaKlola HaTipcha Nesuna Tachas Bas Sefer. That's the end. V'atara HaZois, Devukim Zeh L'Zeh. L'kach Omar HaZois. V'kan HaTipcha Nidna Tachas HaTorah. Sefer HaTorah. And therefore V'atorah HaZois, those two words are connected. Devukim Zeh L'Zeh. L'kach Omar Hazois, the Kan at the Torah Hazois, the Bukim Zeloze, the Kachomer Hazois, the Kan at Tipcha, the Sunatachas at Torah, Nimsa Sefer, Hatorah, the Bukim Zeloze, the Vichl, the Losh and Zohar, Neufel Acha, as we explained. Okay. Very good. So Rashi explained the grammar, Rashi explained the Tanah Mikra. Here it's the Sefer Hatorah Hazeh, and there it's Sefer Hatorah Hazois. Zeh is Sefer. Zois is Torah. It turns out we have something very interesting. The Torah is really called two things. It's called Torah, and it's called a Sefer. We like to call it in full a Sefer Torah. That's how we reference the Bible. That's how we reference a Sefer Torah in Shul. A Sefer Torah. Sometimes we are short, we just say the Torah. Sometimes we just say the Sefer. Sometimes it's, we know, sometimes the Sefer. Where is the Sefer? The Sefer, it's a reference to the Torah. But we reference the Torah in its full term by calling it a Sefer Torah. One word is Lashon Zohar. One word is Lashon Nekeva. And therefore, when you want to add the word Zeh or Zois, we will have to spell it. It will either be Zeh if we are emphasizing the Sefer, or Zois if we're emphasizing the Torah. Why is it that in Hashkafa, in Lundis, why is a Sefer Torah called a Sefer and a Torah? We see from here there are two different things. So let's analyze this. What is it, the translation, the literal translation of Torah? Everything is Torah. Torah tzivu lanu Moshe, Marasha tzivu Yaakov. What is it? Literally, What does Torah mean? Torah means instruction. It is a book of rules. It is a guide. Hashem gave us 613 rules to live by. There are 365 negative commandments, what you are not allowed to do, and there are 248 positive commandments, what you are obligated to do. Torah is a book of instruction. However, it is also called a sefer. The word sefer comes from the word sipur, a story, something that you relate. The Torah, the Bible, is the story of the Jewish people, the story of creation, the story of our struggle, of our relationship with Hashem, our destiny. Our hidden in the Torah is the story of every single individual. The Torah is many stories. It is the story of every single Jew, the story of Klal Yisrael, the story of the unfolding of Mashiach, the story of the purpose of creation, the story of our destiny. Everything is hidden in the Torah. So we have really two elements that are inherent in a Sefer Torah. Number one, it's a book of instruction. Plain and simple, 613 rules and regulations. And if we violate the rules and regulations, there is punishment. It's like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's the code. It's a guide. It's a guide for the perplexed. It's a book of rules, instructions, a way to live. But it's more than that. It's also the story of Klal Yisrael. Forget about the mitzvahs, what to do and not to do. We're servants of Hashem. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and he gave us the Torah and he brought us to Har Sinai and he brought us to Eretz Yisrael and he gave us a purpose, destiny. And it goes back to the time of creation. It's not just instructions. It's both. It's the sipur of Klal Yisrael. So we have here two things. We have a Sefer Torah. When you see the Sefer Torah, you see a Sefer, and you see instruction, mitzvahs, commandments, a guide. Now, let us ask a very simple question. Last week, we learned the Teichacha, Parashas Kisavai. It was quite a laning last week. Very, very long, very emotional, because not all that long ago, in the time of the Holocaust, every single thing came true, prophetic. All the curses, they all came true. We saw them all. We read about them. We saw movies. We saw this. We saw that. We have eyewitness accounts of Holocaust survivors that tell us every single thing in the Teichacha came apart. Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, he used to give shiurim on Tisha B'Av. And after he died, they wrote up the shiurim that he delivered on Tisha B'Av. And that's a major theme, that in the Holocaust, they suffered every part. So now the question is, if in Parshas Kisava we read the Teichacha, why in Parshas Nitzavim, again, are we reading another Teichacha? Nachamo. We begin the third Aliyah. Ki atem yidatim eis asher yashamnu b'yeretz Mitzrayim, v'eis asher avarnu b'kerev hagoyim. And we say, maybe your hearts can turn and worship with the Zohar. And you'll say to yourself, b'shridus libi eilech. And then it goes on to say, lo yoyve Hashem, siloyach lo Hashem, will not want to forgive you, ki oz yeshan af Hashem, v'kina sabo ishahu, v'rav sabay kol ha'ola, the curses, ha'kisuva ba'sefer hazeh, Umocha Hashem Eshemo Mitachas Hashem Wainu, wipe out his name, and Vihivdi Loy Hashem Lora Mikol Shifte Yisrael. Nochamo. Another Teichacha. We didn't have enough last week. Well, what's again a Teichacha? All over again, another Teichacha. So the answer is, I want to suggest, is that the Teichacha of Parashas Kisavo is a Teichacha for the Torah, not the Sefer. The Teuchecha for not obeying the commandment. Tachas asher lo yavadu Torah Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tulev. We have 613 commandments. Do them. I don't want to do them. I don't want to do them. I don't want to do them with simcha. The Teuchecha of Parashas Kisavo is for our failure to observe the 613 instructions that are written in the Torah. And therefore, that is why it concludes, the Teuchecha concludes, Ash, this will all come upon you because you didn't observe the mitzvahs, you were not careful to guard everything that is written, B'sefer HaTorah HaZois. HaZois is Lashon Nekeva. Torah is Lashon Nekeva. Zos is to be applied to Torah, not the Sefer. Sefer, Kama, HaTorah HaZois. Parshas Kisavo is telling us, Chas V'Shalom, unfortunately, Loyaleinu, there are consequences for not observing the commandments, the instructions of the Torah HaZois. Parshas Nitzavim, we begin with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we're giving another Teuchecha, perhaps a more profound Teuchecha, warning a person, if you don't want to be part of the story, the Sipur of the Torah, to be part of the destiny of Klal Yisrael, part of their mission, not the commandments. In this, we have two Teuchechas. We have the Teuchecha of Parshas Kisavoy and the Teuchecha of Parshas Nitzavim. The Teuchecha of Parshas Kisavoy is a Teuchecha for not observing the Torah, the instructions of the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs of the Torah. The Teuchecha of Parshas Nitzavim is a Teuchecha for not observing the Sefer of Hashem. And we mean, when we say the Sefer, we are referring to the Sipur, the story of the Jewish people. If we are not committed to the story of the Jewish people, the destiny, the larger picture of Klal Yisrael, then the Torah is warning us, it will come upon us, this terrible punishment. I just want to conclude that in this Teuchecha, there is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of this Teuchecha begins, Pen yesh bochem, perhaps there is amongst you an ish, o isha, o mishpacha, o shevet asher levavofone hayom im Hashem Elokeinu, loleche slavod, Elohei Hagoyim Hohem. Okay, then it goes on to say, Pen yesh bochem shoyresh hoire roish vela'ana. What does that mean? Shoyresh hoire roish vela'ana. Rashi says, shoyresh, it is a root, migdal esev mar, a root that grows a bitter herb, kegidin, like gidin, sinews, Shehein morim, which are bitter. The loimar, Rashi continues, this means to say, mafre umarbe resha bekirbechem, a person who increases wickedness. This is the beginning of the Teuchecha of Parshas Nitzavim. The Mefarshim point out that shoyresh, hoire, roish, vela'ana, there are four words, and the Rosh Tevois of these four words, not in order, spell shofar, the blowing of the shofar. And in essence, what the Pasuk is saying is, you shall not do this, and you shall not say, I will walk in the ways that I feel is upright and righteous. And then it goes through the whole Pasuk. And we can suggest that on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom HaDin, we're not, you know, we go through judgment. We go through judgment, mi yichya mi yomus. We have on the Aron HaKodesh the image of the scales, and our mitzvahs are on one side, our averos on the other side. We can really suggest that on Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged not so much on our mitzvahs and averos the Taryag mitzvah is, which mitzvah we did, which mitzvah we did not do, which mitzvah we should have done better, which mitzvah we violated. Hashem is judging us on the Sipur. Did we, this past year, did we desire, did we fulfill our mission of being part of the story of Klal Yisrael? Yom Kippur, maybe we can suggest that is a judgment of the Taryag Mitzvahs, our failure to observe every single one of the 613 Mitzvahs, and what we did not do, what we could have done better, and so on and so forth. There are two judgments. There's a judgment for the Sefer, and there's a judgment for the Torah. The Torah, the meticulous details, our success and our failure, that's Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, what we read in Parashas Nitzavim, is a din. How much did we succeed in being part of the story of Klal Yisrael? So this is our idea to summarize. We have a Sefer Torah Hazeh and a Sefer Torah Hazois. There is Sefer and there is a Torah. Torah is the Taryag Mitzvahs. Sefer is the Sipur of Klal Yisrael. The Torah encompasses both. The Torah is called a Sefer Torah. There are 613 instructions, but there's also a story. There's the story of Klal Yisrael, and they are blended together. And there's a toichacha for not observing the mitzvahs, the Torah, and there's a toichacha for not observing the Sipur. And there's a Yom HaDin for not observing the mitzvahs, and there's a Yom HaDin for not being part of our Sipur. And that is what we have in Nitzavim, the Shoresh Poire Rosh V'la'ano. We blow the shofar to wake up and pay attention to the story of Klal Yisrael. I wish you all a wonderful week, a week of bracha, nachas, simcha, success. As we go into Rosh Hashanah, less than a week and a half from now, we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be menatzeach, victorious in presenting ourselves lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good night and thank you.